Track 4, more news. Natalie's outdoor pool challenge for charity. Bishop Stainton businesswoman Natalie Trice is making a splash in memory of her dad. 18 months after her father, Derek Pritchard, died, Natalie will be swimming in every outdoor pool, Lido and sea pool she can find across Devon. Her ambitious plan will be to raise money for hospice care and will culminate in a festive twilight swim in Bobby Tracy's pool at Christmas. She admits she is no natural fish in the water, but says the peace and calm of outdoor swimming has helped her grief. The idea came to her while swimming at King Stainton Pool during its opening weekend, just before the first meeting of the charity's 40 Club initiative. Members of the 40 Club networking group commit to raising at least £1,000 for hospice care. Natalie says, "My dad died in 2024 after a painful battle with Alzheimer's, and I wanted to keep his legacy alive in a meaningful way by helping other people. Hospice care didn't care for him, but I really wish they had, because the compassion, dignity and kindness they offer families is incredible and what we needed. Raising money for a cause that means so much to so many feels like the perfect way to remember him." The challenge will take Natalie from the iconic Tinside Lido in Plymouth to the community favourites in Teignmouth, Bovey and Topsham. She plans to finish with a twilight finale at Bovey Tracy Pool in December.
Police seize BB gun. Police in Ashburton have had a busy week dealing with a variety of incidents, including seizing a BB gun, responding to road traffic collisions and much more besides. The Ashburton and Chudley policing team shared a snapshot of what its officers have been up to this past week. Officers issued a child abduction warning notice to a male found associating with a young person, seized a BB gun and gas canisters from a male, causing concern in the area, and recalled a male back to prison following a further offending and bad behaviour in Buckfast Lee. Police also carried out safeguarding for a vulnerable adult in Bovey Tracy, linking them with a local charity to reduce isolation and provide ongoing support, as well as conducting a youth intervention in Chudley, working positively to prevent behaviour from escalating. Offers continued their partnership work with local secondary schools and shops to tackle and prevent shoplifting in Ashburton, and completed urgent Crown Prosecution Service work for an upcoming Crown Court trial, including CCTV editing and file preparation. And finally, offers supported colleagues from fellow emergency services with two road traffic collisions in one day. One incident involved a male being run over by his own vehicle, while the second was a serious collision involving two motorbikes on the A382 to Moreton Hampstead. A spokesperson for the team said, "We remain committed to protecting the community, supporting those in need, and tackling crime and antisocial behaviour."
Top Scouting Honour for Layla. A scout leader from Bishop Stainton has achieved the highest accolade in the UK scouting movement. Layla Gardner, aged 20, has been honoured at Windsor Castle by earning the rare King's Scout Award. She was given the award at the St George's Day King's Scout Award Parade at Windsor Castle, recognising her work in scouting. Layla, who volunteers with 1st Bishop Stainton Scouts during university holidays, completed her King's Scout Award while an active member of the group. Fewer than 500 young people across the UK achieve the award each year, about 0.1% of all scouts, making it one of the most prestigious youth honours in the country. To earn the award, participants must complete their Gold Duke of Edinburgh's award, undertake at least 12 months of community volunteering, spend 18 nights away, including a minimum of 12 camping, complete activities focused on international awareness, community engagement, and personal values, and deliver a presentation designed to inspire others. The celebration at Windsor Castle began with rehearsals at Victoria Barracks, followed by a formal parade into the quadrangle. This year's dignitaries included Chief Scout Dwayne Fields and Scout Ambassador former astronaut Tim Peake. After an inspection, recipients attended a service at St George's Chapel. Group lead volunteer Sally Livett said, "I'm so proud of Layla. This is only our second King's Scout Award in Bishop Stainton Group in 8 years, and it takes huge drive, tenacity and enthusiasm to finish it." She added, "Layla is now an adult leader, and I can't think of a better role model for our current scouts."
Air Ambulance launches new cycling fundraiser. Join Devon Air Ambulance's cycling fundraiser and pedal through Devon's breathtaking landscapes for a good cause. The Devon Air Ambulance Cycle Challenge is the perfect day out for anyone who loves being outdoors and on two wheels. Riders have a choice of three routes: the Explorer, the Heroic and the Legend, which are 30, 50 and 100 miles respectively. The Explorer route loops up through Ottersby St Mary, back through Bradninch and Clisthonnerton before returning to the start point in Clist St Mary. The Heroic route takes cyclists from the Winslade Park start, pointing in a large loop, culminating in Churchinford before looping back via Bradninch towards Winslade. And the Legend route takes cyclists up to an elevation of over 300 metres, across East Devon and over the Blackdown Hills, in an expansive figure of eight, heading out past Ottery St Mary and on towards Fivehead, returning via Corf, Hemyock, Columpton and Broadclist, before returning to the Clist St Mary start point. Devon Air Ambulance says prospective bikers will need to raise at least £100. Once signed up, participants will receive regular emails from the charity's fundraising team. The charity said, "Your challenge ends at our vibrant family-friendly village event at Winslade Park, where riders and supporters will assemble to celebrate your achievements. Every mile you pedal helps keep our highly respected air ambulance crews responding to patients in urgent need across Devon. By taking part, you're not just joining a fantastic cycling event, you're directly supporting life-saving missions every day of the year." For more information and to sign up, visit Devon Air Ambulance's website.